It's been said that there are five basic types of prayer and that they can be distilled into five words. Oops, gimme, thanks, wow, and why. Oops, for prayers of confession. Gimme, for all of our prayers of petition. Thanks, for our prayers of thanksgiving. Wow, for our prayers of adoration. And why, for our prayers of lament. I'll use an I statement here, but these words ring true for me. They encapsulate the various impulses of prayer and are a good way for me to check in on my prayer life. Are all of my prayers gimme prayers? Perhaps I need to step back and think about what it is that I'm really asking for. Am I using a lot of oops? Maybe it's time for me to do the rite of reconciliation. Why do I feel comfort when I linger with the whys? Possibly because this prayer form is so prevalent in Scripture that I always know I'm not alone when I pray this way. And how is it that I forget at times how grounding thanks and wow can be? More of these, please. I found these words to be an easy way to teach about types of prayer and by extension a bit about how one might pray, which is why one of the daily meditations that I read caught my attention this week. Several years ago, a friend shared with me the daily email meditations of a Methodist pastor in Massachusetts named Steve Garness Holmes. He has a website called Unfolding Light, where he posts daily reflections rooted in a contemplative, creation-centered spirituality. You can also sign to have these sent to you Monday through Friday in your inbox. And so this is what was waiting for me on Monday when I began my workday with this reflection. We do not know how to pray as we ought. Some things I want for myself may not be best for me. Some things good for me may not be what I need next. Some things I need may not be best for God's realm. So it's better not to tell God what to do, but simply utter this perfect prayer, to ask, even beg, for surely it will be given, have mercy on me. What a prayer. Have mercy on me. Where does it fit, I immediately wondered, in my five words? It approaches both oops and gimme. It could certainly be a why prayer, but also thanks and wow. Have mercy on me. Four words. Perhaps it is, as stated in that meditation, this perfect prayer, both a request and a statement. In today's Gospel from Mark, it's uttered by a blind man named Bartimaeus, who seeks healing from Jesus despite those around him who try to shush him. And when he cried out loudly, "Have mercy on me," Jesus stood still. He asked him what it was that he wanted him to do for him. "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Last Tuesday, we opened our vestry meeting by spending a half an hour reading and reflecting on this gospel together. It was a powerful discussion, containing both personal stories and many deep questions. One of those deep questions centered on why some people are healed and others aren't. This is a question people of faith have wrestled with for millennia. And while there are quite a few possible answers out there, the fact that we keep coming back to it again and again speaks both to its complexity and to the need for us to work out for our own selves our own faithful responses. Bartimaeus was healed, his sight regained. Some would say he was blessed. Was it because he was loud, the proverbial squeaky wheel? Was it because he asked at all? Was it because he asked correctly, "Have mercy on me"? Was he just in the right place at the right time? And what of all those along the way that Jesus walked who were also in need of healing and yet weren't? Those who were not the squeaky wheel, or didn't ask, or didn't know what words to use, or just weren't in the right place at the right time. Are they not blessed? I wish I had an answer to share. I wish it were as simple as oops, gimme, thanks, wow, or why, or even have mercy on me. What I can share is what I believe. I believe that our God is all loving and, just as important, all abiding. I believe that it's not how we pray, but that we actually do pray. I believe that it's important to listen, even when all we find is what appears to be silence. I believe these because even if we don't hear, "What is it you want me to do for you?" we are changed by invoking prayer. Our hearts are opened. Our hands can relax their clench. Our minds can be calm. There's both mercy and grace in that, no matter whether our prayers are answered the way we hope or not. Because at the end of the day, or perhaps at the end of our lives, I believe the point of prayer is that it's about relationship. Whether it's distilled down into 5 words or 4 or silence or a ceaseless tumble of words, it is our ongoing conversation with God that matters most. In the words of the poet Mary Oliver, "It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch together a few words. Don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but a doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak." Amen.